The people who live in Wisconsin paper mill towns will tell you that the pungent odor in the air is the smell of money. Well, this is the sound of money.
Just like that. The sound of money? Yeah, the rumble of the bikes.
Sherry Knight and her friend Jeff Deckey came from Sheboygan for this year's fall ride.
It's also the sound of fun and entertainment and a good camaraderie of everyone that's on two wheels.
Hundreds of Harleys line both sides of Main Street, transforming this sleepy community of 3,700 people into a metropolis of 40,000. Jim Wise is the co-owner of the Tomahawk Surplus Store and president of the Main Street Association.
Well, it's not only the businesses on Main Street, but it's the whole region benefits from this influx of riders and their money. People rent their homes to the same people. They see them every fall. It's like a reunion.
The bikers and their money keep many of the city's nonprofits going. Mark Von Schrader is selling pulled pork sandwiches for the Tomahawk Volunteer Fire Department.
New gear for new firefighters, air packs, extrication equipment, anything that we need, it'll go for.
But the biggest economic boost comes from the two Harley factories and the people they employ. Kurt Beutle of Belleville just completed a tour of the Somo Avenue plant.
It's just wonderful to keep jobs in Wisconsin. Keeps people working here and the economy going. Yeah, it's awesome.
The fall ride will also raise about $80,000 for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. In Tomahawk, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.